There's nothing quite like the crowd at a professional wrestling match. Yeah, they're wearing t-shirts for the wrestlers they love, and they're screaming at the ones they hate, just like any other sport. But there's a knowing smile on most everyone's face. They're in on it. 31-year-old Corey Jacob Esparza from Bloomington Normal has been wrestling his whole life.
So a lot of people refer to it as the magic. There's just a certain magic that you create when you're putting on a good match, when you got the crowd rolling, they're with you on every step of the way, your match, the way it's laid out, is going to plan, and everything's kind of hitting on all cylinders. There's just this connection with the crowd, and there's this energy in the building, and it's the best thing.
CJ Esparza is part of the tag team duo Zero Gravity, along with longtime friend Brett Wilson. They were featured at last weekend's Iron Spirit Pro Wrestling event at Normal's Community Activity Center. Iron Spirit Pro is a young independent wrestling company, or promotion as they call it. It's a year old, and this was just the fourth event. The Rock may be a movie star, and the WWE is a cultural behemoth, but until recently, independent pro wrestling didn't really have a foothold in Bloomington Normal.
So all of a sudden, Bloomington's a little bit of a hot spot, which is awesome, because, like I said, I've been wrestling for 14 years, and there's never been any independent wrestling in Bloomington until just recently.
Logan Bruce is the founder of Iron Spirit Pro. He was inspired in part by the success of another downstate wrestling company, Dreamwave, years ago in LaSalle, Illinois. He says independent wrestling is in a boom period right now, just not in central Illinois. He says WWE isn't really appealing to hardcore wrestling fans anymore.
They don't really cater to, these things called lapsed fans that used to watch in the 90s when it was super hot with the Attitude Era and stuff. And since then, it's gotten way more PG. It's really a kid's show, which is fine, and ours is definitely a family-friendly show.
The crowd was rocking last Saturday at the Iron Spirit Pro Volume 4. They brought in an old-school wrestling ring and plopped it right in the middle of the community activity center, where you'd normally see people voting or kids playing floor hockey. It's the same building where the Heartland Theater Company does its shows, and it's where Nick Brubaker took acting lessons as a kid.
I also go by the wrestling name of Brubaker. My moniker, though, is The Filth King. I've gotten that name just because of my tactics in the ring, as well as some of my imagery, the tattoos and the piercings. And since this is a family-friendly show, I'm going to leave it at that.
Brubaker is one of the best-known Bloomington Normal wrestlers. He loves the theatricality of it, the combination of athleticism and charisma that he says other sports can lack.
As opposed to saying that we are looking like we're out there having real fights, it looks more like two superheroes clashing, which kind of allows for more leeway for the men and women to wrestle and for the smaller guys to wrestle the bigger guys and still have it be believable, because we're not out there saying that this is a real fight between two people, because we all know we're having fun out there.
That said, Brubaker has a laundry list of injuries.
I had my skull fractured, my nose broken about 20 times, my shoulder torn, my knee's terrible, my lower back's terrible. We're always in pain, or at least I am, but find ways to get through it so we can keep doing what we love.
One of the hardest parts is the business side of the business. For independent, unsigned wrestlers like Brubaker and Esparza, they try to book themselves an event or two every weekend. The goal is to get signed and get on TV. On weekends, Esparza is flying through the air with Zero Gravity. And during the week, he's a supervisor at Four Seasons, where he trains. Brubaker is a fitness coach at Orange Theory Fitness. He's also a father to a 5- and a 6-year-old. He's on the road a lot. But the road is where he learned how to wrestle.
Just finding different strategies and different techniques to get the crowd to do what we want them to do, which is really the name of the game when we're out there.
On this Saturday night, the crowd was loving one of the youngest wrestlers on the bill, Savannah Stone. Unlike the others, Stone didn't grow up watching wrestling, idolizing Hulk Hogan or Shawn Michaels or Stone Cold Steve Austin. She was 16, a high school volleyball player. She saw a match on YouTube, thought it was cool, told her parents, I want to do this.
It's the obvious reaction of when you say, hey, Mom, I want to go out and wear some skimpy clothes and wrestle in front of a bunch of guys. So you can only imagine that.
The 19-year-old Stone is from St. Louis, where she's in college still. She loves life on the road, like this night in Normal Wrestling, the sorceress, Holly Cromwell. Spoiler alert, Stone was the winner. It was the only women's match of the night. A few hours before it started, I asked Stone what it's like to be a woman in this business.
It's very, very hard. I'll tell you this. Anyone who's looking to be in this business, I absolutely say jump right along. Start as soon as you want. Follow your dream. But know that there's definitely a lot of challenges, especially starting young in the business, like I said. But any age, really. If you're a woman, man, it doesn't matter. But especially a woman, it's very hard. have close friends, but don't trust everyone. But again, your fans are what's going to get you through.
Her goal is to get signed, to join a larger wrestling promotion and work her way up to the big time. And she's already had a taste of it. She wrestled on WWE Raw once back in 2018. She says her favorite part is the fans.
There was one time I was working a guy. And because we're allowed to do that in wrestling, we're allowed to work girls, guys, weight classes, it doesn't matter. And there's a little girl who came in and was like, wow, we can beat the guys too? And I'm like, yes, of course. And this girl's like maybe 6 years old, you know. And like to be able to like have that match and her get something out of it like that, you know, that I love being able to give that to little kids, little girls, little boys and stuff like that. So that's, if I get that, that makes me happy.
Iron Spirit Pro founder Logan Bruce is also thinking about the future. He's expanding a bit into Champaign, running his first event there in September. And it's back to normal for another show in October.
So I could see us, you know, doing a 3 or 4 city loop around central Illinois of the towns that nobody's hitting, you know. But I always think Bloomington Normal is going to be our home.
After that, he'd like to get his shows onto a video on demand platform so that people can discover Iron Spirit Pro and its talent from wherever they are. See a photo gallery from last weekend's wrestling event in Normal at our website, wglt.org. This is Sound Ideas.